All right, guys, it is time for Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building. Steve, this one is from Marquita in Norfolk. Marquita says, my husband and I have a 25-year-old son, and he's been staying with my husband's mother to help her since she had surgery 5 months ago. My son is ready to move out and get on with his life, but my mother-in-law pitched a fit and said she can't live alone. My husband's way of solving the problem is to tell his mom she can move in with us so she won't be lonely. There is no way I'm living with this manipulative old woman. My husband and my son are under her spell, but I'm not. What should I do?
Mm. Well, she definitely can't move into your house if you don't want her. The boy wants to go and be on his own. He's 25. I mean, does she need help, or she just don't want to live alone? If she don't want to live alone, we're gonna have to get you some company down at the senior citizen home.
Oh.
Or you know, we can drive you down there and let you meet some friends or something, but you can't. You're not living in here. And she probably is manipulative, and she has a son and a grandson under spell. But the boy don't want to be under the spell no more. He wants to move and go live his life, and you can't expect a 25-year-old boy to take care of grandmama now. And now the husband wants to volunteer she can move in with y'all, so y'all don't be alone. But you ain't going to be able to watch TV.
And it's going to cause a problem in her marriage.
Yeah. He can't have no company.
Mm-hmm. Hell no. Old people hear everything.
All right. So what should she do?
Send her husband down and explain to her feelings. She doesn't want to live with anybody. And can they make some other arrangements?
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you use the word heifer? It's not living in there. Make it plain.
It's Mother Jay.
I don't think you'd be able to do that.
All right, moving on. Bev in Delaware writes, I'm dating a guy I've known most of my life, but I've never thought of him as my type until recently. We haven't been intimate, but we do a lot of kissing and touching. I notice that he doesn't wear underwear, and it's becoming a problem because it moves all around and it's out of control most of the time. This is a turnoff for me and a possible deal breaker. How can I be honest and tell him he needs underwear, or is this normal nowadays?
Lady, well, are you for real? Are you for real? A deal breaker is a man don't wear underwear. See, let me tell you something, Bev. You may not have thought of him that way, but he been thinking about you that way. That's why he ain't got no drawers on.
What happened? One more time, Steve.
What happened?
Make it plain,
Bev,
baby.
Is talking about she's never thought of him that way. But now they're getting to act romantic. They haven't had sex, but they do a lot of kissing and kissing and touching. Mm. And it is moving all around because he don't wear underwear. And she say that's a turnoff to her. So is that a deal breaker because he don't wear underwear? How the hell is a man don't wear underwear a deal breaker? How stupid is that? And what I was trying to tell Bev was, you may not have thought of him in that way while y'all growing up, but he been thinking about you that way the whole time. Thus, that's why he ain't got on no damn underwear.
Oh.
Because we one step closer to glory without this underwear.
He going commando.
You know, and since you doing all this stuff with it, you might want to, you know, just try everything. And I don't need no, you know, tidy whities and boxes all up in the way. But how is that a turnoff, though, and a deal breaker?
Maybe she doesn't want to just bouncing around, you know, everyone.
Yeah. Stop
touching
it.
Maybe it's too much for her.
Get your hands off of it.
What? Why did nobody say that? Wait a minute.
That's exactly what it says. Yeah. She said, read it, Shirley, read the letter.
I noticed that he doesn't wear underwear, and it's becoming a problem because it moves all around, and it's out of control most of the time.
And how does she know it moves? Unless you have noticed the location before.
But you can notice it with your eyes. You're saying with her hands?
Shirley, you didn't read the whole letter.
What did I miss? They kiss and touch a lot. Okay.
They
touch you.
Uh-huh.
So what is they touching? Shirley, you can stop all this being innocent now.
I'm not saying that at
Quit
all.
Quit reading these letters as a Christian.
What? That's what I am. All right.
Yeah, stop reading these letters like that.
Okay. It's bouncing all around and it's out of control most of the time.
And what is supposed to be?
She's asking, is this normal nowadays? Or should she tell him she needs underwear?
You can tell him he needs underwear, but what is you keep touching it for? What do you think is going to happen? Is this woman stupid?
I don't see it that way. I just don't.
Shirley, what do you think the problem is, dude? No, you tell me.
I just think that he doesn't wear underwear, period. And
because
it's out of control most of the time.
Because he wants something to happen. Shirley, a man don't wear drawers when he's anticipating something happening. That's what the no drawers is for.
He can't wear underwear if it... In case something does happen, is something wrong with him wearing the underwear?
I mean, taking them off, whatever happened to that.
Excuse me. Let's stop this right here.
You're just commando in your
pants. Hold on. Let me just say this, and I ain't in your business. Let me just make this statement. Let's go to the next question. Y'all don't wear underwear all the time either. Let's move on to the next damn question.
It's not all the time, most of the time. All right.
It's
LaDonna
not about us.
Valdosta. Yeah, Mr. CLO. I'm six. Oh, we don't have enough time for this one, Steve.
Because we spend too much time with y'all in disbelief that he don't have no damn underwear on. The hell
no,
you think he's supposed to?
I believe he doesn't wear underwear. All right, coming up next, that wasn't a problem. Church complaints, Reverend Motown, Reverend Adnoid is in for Deacon Def Jam. We'll hear from them right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.